From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. mortgage rates are edging higher as the year draws to a close. As Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, the average rate for a 30-year fixed loan is at its highest level in 7 months.
The recent upswing in mortgage rates is keeping the outlook for housing in doubt, but the picture is not totally bleak. The National Association of Realtors index of pending existing home sales is up 3.5% to 92.2 for November. The index, which measures contracts to purchase previously owned homes which have not yet gone to settlement, is still down considerably from a year ago, but it has risen 2 months in a row now. Though down in the Midwest and the South, pending home sales are up in the Northeast and West, with particular strength in the latter region. The Realtors' chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, sees a gradual housing recovery ahead. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Here's a hopeful sign on the nation's job front. The Labor Department says first-time applications for unemployment benefits are at the lowest level since July 2008. Economists say it may indicate the new year will bring greater improvement. Analysts look at the number of applications for unemployment benefits to help predict the direction of the job market. The nation's jobless rate was 9.8% in November. President Obama's remembering the 7 CIA employees killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan a year ago today. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the president calls the workers American patriots who showed the true meaning of honor and sacrifice.
President Obama issued a statement marking the first anniversary of the killings in Khost, Afghanistan. He said it provided a rare public window on the risks faced by intelligence professionals who ordinarily do their work in secret. Mr. Obama says al-Qaeda leaders, now hunkered down along the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, are under more pressure than ever before. And he recommitted himself to the mission for which the CIA operatives died, dismantling terrorist organizations to keep the American people more secure. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At least two deaths are being blamed on a winter storm that brought strong winds, rain, and heavy snow to several western states. Las Vegas had to contend with unusually frigid air. United Airlines canceled 32 flights from Denver International Airport, while highways in several states were shut down because of snow. The heavy winds that swept through Southern California for hours earlier today have tapered off. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says New York and four other states are reporting flu outbreaks. The report also says the tests of about 120 virus samples show that the current flu vaccine seems to be effective against the strains that are circulating. Health officials say more than 23,000 flu-related deaths occur each year. Stock values edged lower on Wall Street. The Dow lost 15 points. This is NPR News. The government's former car czar, Steve Rattner, says he'll pay $10 million to settle allegations of influence peddling. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, Rattner has been under investigation for alleged kickbacks to New York's state pension fund.
For years now, New York's Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo, has been investigating pay-to-play allegations relating to the state's retirement fund. New York has $132 billion to invest, and allegedly many an investment firm was willing to kick back cash to get that business. The lawsuits against Steve Rattner relate to when he was working for the Quadrangle Group, a private equity fund. The lawsuit said that Rattner paid to get $150 million in state pension investments and sought to bar him from the securities industry forever. By settling the lawsuit, Rattner agreed to pay $10 million and accepted a five-year ban from working with any New York public pension fund. Steve Rattner did not admit guilt, but he apologized for anything he did to make the process more difficult. The settlement was hammered out just days before Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is to be sworn in as governor of New York State. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski is now officially senator-elect. State elections officials have certified her write-in victory following repeated challenges by GOP rival Miller. Results show Murkowski won the race by 10,000 votes. Joe Miller was expected to announce Friday whether he'll continue to dispute the state's handling of the election. Again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 15 points, closing at 11,569. The NASDAQ was down 3 points, and the S&P 500 was off a point. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington. Support.